Hello, my friend. Welcome aboard the Daily Dose of Disney. I'm Ray Keating, novelist, economist, and editor and publisher of DisneyBizJournal.com. So in this podcast, we serve up Disney or Disney-related news, stories, insights, debates, discussions, lessons, covering a wide range of topics. So what's up today? Well, I turned to a wonderful book. I believe it was published back in the 1980s, but it's still relevant today. A classic management text by Tom Peters and Robert Waterman, In Search of Excellence. If you haven't read this book, read it. Go find it. Find the latest edition of it and soak it in. So here's a quote from In Search of Excellence. Quote, as the excellent companies are driven by coherent value systems, so virtually all of them were marked by the personality of a leader who laid down the value set. Hewlett and Packard at HP, Olson at Digital, Watson at IBM, Kroc at McDonald's, Disney at Disney Productions, and so on. Close quote. Yeah, that's true, right? The entrepreneur, the person that started up a company, no matter how large and successful it gets, and it's passed on to others, oftentimes those fundamental values of that original person continue. So what struck me about this quote, though, that I want to talk about today is the phrase coherent values, right? The coherent value systems. Now, again, this is a classic book on management. And we're talking here about Disney and this word coherent values. Now, CEOs often talk about values. In fact, they all do, it seems. But how many of them today actually talk about something coherent? That is, are the values logical and consistent? Are they rooted deeply to withstand the tests of time, including innovations in the marketplace? Or do they blow with the latest passing trends in our culture? And too often when I listen to CEOs today talking about values, well, our values here are A, B, C, and they tend to be, well, our values reflect whatever is catchy in the culture right now. And then all of a sudden those things aren't catchy anymore. And, well, we'll move on to a different set of values that guide our company. That's a problem, right? So it pays to think about what values actually are, you know, that is principles and standards. What's important in life and in business? And when you ask those questions, right, in a deeper way, that's going to then channel into or inform what you are producing, right? How you are producing it, how you treat and view your customers, and how you treat and view your employees and your coworkers, right? So it's critical. When values lack coherence, they become jumbled. Are they values anymore? That's a pretty important question, I think. And I think that's a question that needs to be asked more and more. And then what's guiding you and your company? Is it, you know, the latest direction of the winds in the culture, or is it something much more fundamental that's going to keep you and your business, your career on track over the long haul? So, yeah, values very much matter, but I think we need to include that word coherent, like Peters and Waterman did. Thanks for listening. Please consider my latest nonfiction book, my latest book in my Weekly Economist series, The Weekly Economist 3, another 52 quick reads to help you think like an economist. You can get The Weekly Economist 1, 2, and 3 at Amazon.com in Kindle and paperback editions. Sign books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. Also, get your news and views on Disney at DisneyBizJournal.com. Check out my other books. For example, The Disney Planner, The To-Do List Solution, is at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. A lot of good quotes in there about values, including, I believe I included this quote from Peters and Waterman. And you can use that planner. You can start using it anytime during the year. It doesn't have to be in January. Also, if you're looking to, especially these days, to maybe have a nice escape with a novel, there are 19 Pastor Stephen Grant thrillers and mysteries that I've written. And the first book in my Alliance of St. Michael series is called Cathedral, working on the second book now. All of those works of fiction are at Amazon.com and at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. So I hope you find value in some of this and all of this. And hey, have a magically productive day.